Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Channing, do you have TV there?
Yes.
We have cable.
Richard, why did you, when you, we record, that you go get a drink?
Because he's obviously late to the party.
I'm not late to the party. I just got here. Well, we're not. It said welcome to another episode of Road Tripping yet, so we're fine. Do you?
Yeah.
I got Cheers, then. Welcome to another episode of Road Tripping. There you go, Richard. And then you don't even want to partake.
I shot some hoops the other day.
During this whole thing, that has been kind of fun to like hear and see people actually go outside and play basketball.
You're not supposed to go outside and play basketball.
In your driveway? Richard, the home you're in right now. Because that's not the
Richard
home.
Richard doesn't. Yeah.
Did you go outside?
But I'm talking about you shouldn't be playing basketball with other people.
This is true.
Yes.
It's family. Like, I'm not playing. I'm seeing, little kids playing in the driveway.
I saw a bunch of kids at a playground. And if that's not a disease-ridden place, damn playground, a bunch of snotty-nosed little kids, and I'm including mine, because Phoenix has a permanent snotty nose.
Every kid, dude, schools are no matter how much you disinfect your kids, literally they are just a cesspool of just like a booger.
Did you not see that picture of the parents spraying their kid down with Lysol in the street?
Stop it.
I swear it was hilarious. That some kid or somebody tested positive, and then they had news stations at the school. And they showed parents wiping their kids down. One dad literally just had his kid in the street. The kid's arms were crossed and was just spraying him with Lysol. At least I think it was Lysol.
We're sitting at Starbucks reading an article or a magazine.
And, Allie, is that a wee pen?
No, it's a marker. Every time he would take a can of Lysol and just spray the air. And then just sit there and continue to drink his coffee and read his magazine. It's like,
He's spraying alcohol in the air?
Yeah, he's in a Starbucks and he's reading his magazine, drinking his coffee. And then every 5 minutes, this guy was videotaping him. He would just take the Lysol and spray it all around him. not even looking where he was spraying it. What is your shirt, Channing? People what they want.
It's a snail on top of a turtle on top of a what? A sloth.
Exactly. I saw it. I said, this is the best $10 I spent.
On top of a sloth, and it says we. That is a great
shirt. Oh, man. Classic. Dude, see, Fry's been killing the fashion game. Between this shirt and my Crocs.
No one's ever.
I thought you were going to say something else. I did see you out in your Crocs, though. Were they blue?
Yep. No, I be slanging them things, man. Dude, my bottom of my feet have never felt better.
Channing, don't do it. Once you go there, there's no going back.
I'm there, buddy. I'm not only there, I might be the king of there. Wherever there is.
Are you still
to lose now. Huh?
Are you still fat?
Yeah. No, dude. I've lost like 15, 16 pounds.
He's on keto. Oh.
Yeah, did keto. I started 16. Sprinting. Yes, Richard. Not all of us can be a athletic gift of God as you. We go through ups and downs.
Say it again.
Oh my God! I was you're just a douche. Richard, how does that make you feel? And you literally just said that. You're just disgusting.
Richard, no, I'm fat right now too. Now,
what have you been doing?
Playing video games. Change. I send you the video of Lil Rich.
No,
a Lil Rich dribbling with both gloves. I'm so excited. Oh, Lil Rich. I'm like Joe Jackson. Like I'm like beating Lil Rich in Phoenix to the point where like they're just having to play sports all the time. I get in the garage and I make them do like hitting drills and basketball drills. Where like wait till you see this video of Lil Rich. It's one of the funniest things. In the morning, I told him, I was like, hey, dude, if you can dribble with both hands from like one end to the other, like two balls, I don't know. I said I'd buy him something. That little jerk. That didn't last. Yeah. Watch this. Here, watch this.
I mean, you're saying watch this, but. Oh, damn. Oh, he's doing it for real, for real.
He's doing it for real.
Jenny, can you even do that right now?
I'd probably break out in a disgusting sweat.
What age did you learn how to dribble two balls at once?
Oh, 28, maybe? 29? We don't play basketball with two balls. What do I need? I have... Well, never mind. Here we go. We're going to keep that. Huh?
No, was that your excuse?
Yeah, I was like, dude, we don't play basketball with two balls. I can barely dribble with one. What am I going to add? The difficulty level, I'm not putting it to, like, extreme. I can't even do hard.
I know, but it's like I bribe my kids with treats and toys to do basketball drills.
I bribe them with treats?
Yes, with treats. He got cereal. He got cereal because he was able to complete his task. He got cereal with the tiger on it. That's all he knows. What is that?
Name that cereal.
Oh, Frosted Flakes, but he doesn't know. Oh, me? Who? Channing? You? What? Yeah. Who's supposed to give him cereal?
Channing, do you know
what
that is?
What?
Come on.
Do I know what? Frosted Flakes? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew that had a tiger on it.
Wait. Not everybody is from...
A seal on top of a turtle on top of an otter that's screaming wee, okay?
So technically, I've won today. You may have tomorrow if you have a cool shirt.
You have one. But Channing, that's what you got to do. You just got to tell them, like, hey, if you do this, you can get this. And all of a sudden, they just get super focused. But that's the only thing to do. Only thing to do with these dudes.
My kids are a little older now. So they when they get in arguments, they have punishments. So like yesterday, they were arguing over a game, calling each other cheaters. So I just made them do 50 burpees.
Oh, that's a good one.
The other day, yeah.
That's a good one. No, I know. I'm saying I make my kids do push-ups when they want to watch Paw Patrol.
Oh, dude. Yeah, Margo, like, they'll go to the gym with me. We don't go to the gym anymore, but, like, if I do, like, at-home push-up, squat stuff, they'll do all body weight stuff.
Okay.
Yo, yeah. 50 Hendrix plays hockey. He wants to play. Punishment.
No, it's not
well, punishment. They crushed it. Yeah, they crushed it so quickly.
The amount of energy that these do. Well, see, my thing was this. Lil Rich would always be like, yo, Daddy, can you come downstairs and watch me play basketball? Can you watch me play? I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. So then I would be like, okay, if we can do drills for 5 minutes, and then I'll sit down there and watch you the whole time. And it would be like, teach him to shoot with his left hand or teach him how to dribble, whatever. So then it goes, now his whole thing is changed. Daddy, do you want to go downstairs and do some drills? Daddy, you want to go down and do some drills? And I'm like, all right, buddy, when you say that to Daddy, what else can he say? Let's go.
Yeah, no, you can't say no.
Yeah.
Hendrix plays hockey and lacrosse. So like he does like stick handling for like an hour.
You know what that balance is? That's real money. when you got the type of money that your kids play lacrosse.
Do you even know the rules to lacrosse?
Nope. He was supposed to start up this year. He's played football. He's played basketball. He got second this year. His team got second in his hockey.
Well, he's shooting good. The biggest kid, and he's good.
Dude, that has nothing to do with hockey at all. Like, the biggest kid is usually the slowest. The biggest kid, remember Mighty Ducks? That's Goldberg, big guy.
The biggest kid, I'm not even going to say it.
What? Well, I don't know what you were going to say.
We don't know what you're going to
say. He's the tallest. He's not the biggest.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
And hockey is about speed and stick handling and, like, gamesmanship. And so this is his only second year playing. So the fact that he went to a championship game is pretty tight.
Yeah. How many other black people were on the field?
It's called the ice. Are you talking lacrosse?
The fields.
You're talking about lacrosse.
No. He hasn't even started that yet.
He's talking hockey.
That's what Tracy Morgan was like. He's like, I want so much money that my kids play field hockey and lacrosse.
He tried every other sport. You got to play something. I'm not sitting outside watching him play baseball.
Oh,
that's so boring. Oh,
hey, I will say,
thank you.
Little League is awesome. Little League is awesome. Lil Rich and Phoenix are doing Little League. It's hilarious. They're awful. It's a tragedy. No,
you have good weather, right? That's the problem. Sometimes baseball season is not in good weather in Portland.
Yeah. No, I'm not telling them they're awful, Allie. I'm just saying it is funny to watch kids, six of them, tackle each other for one ball. It's like, yo, you borderline want to get mad. Like, what are y'all doing? What are you doing? The funniest thing is, like, so David Wright from the Mets, I think his son, he lives in this area. Never met him before, but we were in New York at the same time.
So I think we have met him, Richard, a long, long time ago.
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've drank a lot over the past 20 years. You know, my memory isn't what it used to be. So no, he's there.
You're from Ginkgo Biloba.
Yeah, there's like six dads on the field for each team. For each team, there's like six dads out there. On the field, because I'm talking about their five-year-olds, and this is their introduction to baseball, right? Where to run, where to stop, how to throw, like just to stop the tears. So there's like a bunch of dads out there, and literally he's in the dugout. And I was like, you know what? I get it, dude. I get it. But whenever you want to trade like basketball lessons for your son, you give my son baseball lessons.
Dude, can these kids hit the ball? Can they connect?
Oh, yeah.
It's on a
tee.
Oh, it's T-ball.
It's T-ball, yeah. So some of these kids are used to it, but you put everyone on a tee, and then game two got canceled because of the Rona.
Oh, that's what we're
What?
Allie, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? You know, just hanging out, watching movies. I've finished a whole Netflix series. I just watched Tommy Boy today for the first time.
Just watched Tommy Boy?
What? Is that where that comes from? Stop!
You're just now, first of all, you didn't connect it when you were watching the movie?
I did, and I was like, you know what, I'll just ask him later, but like it kind of just kind of faded away. And then like every time he said Richard, I was like, damn, that must be like what they were saying. Then I like tweeted about it, and Doug actually responded and is like, we've been telling you. And I'm like,
oh, people have told me that since the 90s. Richard!
Oh my God.
Wait, that's what you were talking about? I just got this joke. Maybe my internet is bad.
Yeah, dude, she never got the reference to Richard.
I didn't know that's where it came from.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny.
To say that.
How great is Tommy Boy, though?
Oh my God, the one-liners are like every other scene.
Yeah, yes.
I feel like you're becoming a new person right now.
When he used that inflation device on the airplane, I was shit.
Yes.
So God rest his
soul. But Chris Farley was a comedic genius.
Oh my God.
Now you got to go back and watch some of his shit. So if he did Tommy Boy, then he's in. You've seen Happy Gilmore?
Nope.
Not in Happy Gilmore. He's in. What's the other? What's the other
one? We need a list of things for you to just watch.
Beverly Madison.
I haven't seen it.
Beverly Hills Ninja is great.
Oh, hilarious.
Beverly Hills Ninja is great. I feel like he did one other one that we're missing. Channing, you're not really.
I was dying.
Yes.
Well, don't die.
Don't die.
I watched, what's it called? Contagion. Have you seen Contagion, Channing?
Nope. Why would I watch that mess?
That movie's great. It basically tells you where. No, it's not scary. It's not scary because like people are, it's not World War Z. People aren't turning into zombies. They're just,
I don't know if dying. Insightful is the word, but it definitely made me more like, wow. And I watched it on Saturday and everything has come millions of yards since Saturday. And I will say that from that moment, I was like, oh, wow, this is real. This is real.
Yeah, when you see it, when you see in that movie, all of a sudden, international groups working together, the CDC, the WHO, all the names are in place. And you're like, oh, that's what I've been hearing. Yeah. Kind of trippy.
Yeah.
I've been doing that. I've been taking care of my skin, getting lots of rest, staying indoors, Ellie, working out.
Have you been diagnosed with narcolepsy yet?
Narcolepsy?
That's what's that where you sleep too long?
That's narcolepsy. I actually did like the first.
It's necrophiliac, Channing. It's necrophilia.
No, it's what? Narcolepsy.
No, it's not narcolepsy, it's necrophilia.
Isn't necrophilia when you touch dead people?
I did the first stage of that testing like back in Cleveland because I was what is wrong with you two?
Get it together, Jenny.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm here.
Okay, get it together.
Keep going. Sorry. So that joke really came back around like a boomerang.
I heard that's a good movie too, by the way.
What?
Boomerang.
Yes.
You need to sprinkle in some black people movies.
Watch Tombstone.
I'm sorry?
Oh, great movie.
Tombstone is a pizza.
Stop it. If you're eating a Tombstone pizza, we need to talk to your agent.
Times are hard these days.
Even in these times, Tombstone pizza is
unacceptable.
This time, Tombstone.
If you're on the struggle bus to the Tombstone joints, I'm sorry, Allie. I'm crying. Tombstones?
No, Tombstone.
Not even the California Pizza Kitchen joints? The Tombstones?
I just learned what CPK was. When people were like, CPK? You want CPK? I was like, excuse me?
I never really called the CPK thing. I was late to that game. I just was a California Pizza Kitchen. That's what I called it. The CPK. Dude,
barbecue chicken pizza is so fire.
Barbecue chicken pizza is that. That's
they got great salads too. Very underrated salads.
I can't go to a place that has the word pizza in the title and then order a salad.
Yes, you can.
Do that.
It's 2020. Don't put your judgment on me. Sometimes I would like some foliage.
I was judging you. I just was telling you what I cannot do.
So if you go to a pizza place, do you not eat anything else except for pizza? Do you not get wings? What?
No. I would go to BW3's.
See,
BW3.
Yeah. Why do y'all call it three? Where are the threes?
What's BW?
BW Buffalo Wild Wing. But then you could just call it BW's, but then they go BW3's because there's three W's.
There's not, though.
Is there Buffalo Wild Wing? Why is it BW? What is that? What the hell is that name? I'm trying to. I'm actually talking it out right now. Like,
I've never even heard that in my life.
Channing has a new drink that he wants to promote.
What are you drinking?
I'm not promoting it, dude. These San Juans, no carbs, and a way better aftertaste
than the White Claw, than the Claw.
Yeah, they're just. It's a Pacific Northwest thing. We just discovered it a month ago. I have tasted probably too many. And they have good flavors like raspberry cran. What is that? Peach rosé is fire.
You drink a rosé seltzer, fine.
What?
Because the original name for Buffalo Wild Wings used to be Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck.
And what?
Oh, she Googled it? Weck. And what's Weck?
Beef like on Weck. Beef on Weck is a popular sandwich in New York consisting of roast beef and an au jus soaked Kummel Rest.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
So that's why they called it BW Series. You're welcome.
All right. Let's talk some basketball for the people that actually, I know.
Do you want to just go into an hour? People actually have questions for you about it.
Yes.
You got questions? Oh, shit. Let's go.
Yeah, Richard. Thanks for promoting your company.
You're welcome. Which one?
Touche, Jenny. Okay. Chris Rod wants to know off of Twitter, is Channing still working out?
Yep. You seen the push-ups? Check my shit, dude.
You forgot the claps.
Yeah, who does clap push-ups with 7-foot arms, dog? I'm not doing that.
Arms are 7 feet long?
Yes, my wingspan is 7 foot. So technically, if you put my arms off my body, they equal 7 feet.
They don't, because they include your chest, you dummy.
He just made that up. Okay, this is a good one for both of you. Daniel Steffen.
What does Daniel want?
Daniel Steffen wants to know, RJ and Channing's first thoughts when their bobblehead night got canceled.
I cried a little bit. But then I realized that everyone's safety is more important than my night. And hopefully when they get the bobbleheads back, they make them look a little bit more like me.
Well, this was my thing. Honestly, I'm okay with it, mainly because I had been in negotiations to cut Channing out of the bobblehead. That's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to get Channing removed from the bobblehead. Maybe just two or something there, or just paint his face off. So I was good. It gave me a little bit more time to try and negotiate that with the Cavs.
No, this happened well before all hell broke loose last week. How they'd like to celebrate this night in Cleveland next season.
I think that's an either.
He said live podcast West 25th next year.
Is that where, what's the name? Is there, where's that? Is that, what's it called? What's our spot?
Say something ridiculous right now, Richard. Say something ridiculous.
What's our spot? What's it called?
Every spot is our spot, Richard. We are men of the people.
Town Hall.
Barley House? Oh, Town Hall?
Get a thing there.
Barley House is on West 6th, and Town Hall is in Ohio City.
I don't know. What's that mean?
What's on 25th Street?
What's on West 25th Street?
I don't know.
Is that
you're not very Ohioan.
Is that anywhere by East 99, like the Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Oh, I think that's where the hospital is, right?
Let's see some from.
Hey, Channing, they don't play lacrosse in that neighborhood.
No.
No.
Ellie, your face of disgust.
You need to, I would say if it wasn't this time, lick your hand and smack yourself. Okay, this is actually a funny one.
What? They didn't play lacrosse in my neighborhood either. You get beat up for that.
Yeah, you get beat up in my neighborhood too. Oh,
yeah, in Chandler, Arizona.
Yeah, it's farm town, dude.
Okay. What'd you got out?
Okay. Thomas Veerspage. Sorry, I totally butchered that. What one thing would you change about your career today and why?
I'll let Richard go first. He probably has a bunch he wants to change.
other than sharing a championship with you and not being able to hold that over your head, that's the only regret I have in my career. Honestly, in my career, I would say, I'm glad and I'm happy and I'm content and I'm at peace. But, I might have worked a little bit harder when I was 21 than, 27. Yeah.
Well, you worked really hard when did you win a championship?
36.
I saw someone the other day say that they were watching game 5 or game 6, and they feel like you worked harder than anyone on the floor.
I did. I was literally out there dying. I was dying. It was not a pleasant experience. Literally out there dying. Okay. No, that's it. Channing, what's your thing, Channing?
I would have probably, I don't know, to be honest, it's not. I would have said I probably would have worked on dribbling a little bit more early on. But back in the day, everyone had a position. It was like, here, you're a big man. You do A, B, C, D. It's like not until like the international kids game where everyone's like, there's no such thing as a position. A center is a guard. A guard is a center. Like Russell Westbrook is a center and Jokic is a guard. Like, you know, nobody has positions anymore. So if I would have been ahead of that curve.
Yeah, the game really changed our last 7-8 years.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah, the game changed completely. That's what I mean, like, work a little hard. Like, I never really – I had Jason Kidd on my team the first 7 years. There was never going to be a situation there where they're going to give me the put the ball in my hands to handle in a pick and roll. There were never. There was never.
Wait, so can you not dribble either?
What?
Can you not dribble either?
No. Dribbling was not my strong point. Like, I was a run-the-floor guy. I was a run-the – now, look, this is
me
what
too.
This is what I always say. Three-point line to three-point line, that wasn't my zone. Three-point line in, I could handle the ball to get wherever I needed to go at any point in time. But it was like those guys that would grab the rebound, bring it up, run pick and roll. And do, I had Jason Kidd on my team, right? You were never going to just put him in a corner and let me run pick and roll. Like that wasn't – so like the first 6 years of my career, I just pretty much would like – grab the rebound, toss to him, run the floor, dunk the ball, get back on defense. That was pretty much, yeah. So, but you got to always, to the young players out there, you got to mentally prepare yourself to be able to for everything. Even if you have great players on your team, doesn't mean you shouldn't work on, because what if they get injured? What if something happens to them and now you're asked to take on a different load or a different amount of responsibility? You got to be prepared for that. And that's the one area I wish I would have worked on more.
Versatility.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually like this one. W. Kramer, I saw it. If you had to pick between a video iPod that you could show, that could show you moments in time from your life, so as often as you'd like, or a remote that would let you rewind time 30 seconds once every 24 hours, what would you pick?
The first one is easy. The first one's the one. We're like, why am I can
it's
rewind
it. First one, it's either or. Which one would you pick?
First one is the one that I would pick. Rewinding
for sure.
Seconds. Rewinding 30 seconds ain't doing nothing for me.
No.
Time of your life as often as you'd like. Okay. Video iPod?
Yeah, I take video iPod.
I'd rewind time.
Yeah, you would rewind time. Every 24 hours, you can take back 30, you can rewind 30 seconds.
Yeah.
What would you rewind 30 seconds for?
Because if there's something in my life in the day that, like, I would rewind, for instance, professionally in my career, just as an example, I would rewind Game 7.
But
you couldn't rewind that.
But you can only rewind 30 seconds.
A 30-second moment in the locker room, yeah.
I'm with you. I'm not saying that that's not...
There are things in my life that I feel like I could relive and would want to relive.
But my argument with this is that if you were to give me back 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I could rewind 10 minutes, rewind 15 minutes. Yes.
A visual iPod that could show you moments in time from your life as often as you'd like.
I'm taking that
For sure.
Don't we have movies and don't we tape things for that exact reason? Like, don't we already have that?
Look, there's some things in my life that aren't on video. And I wouldn't mind
reliving. Look at you. Okay. I'm going to let you two have your
phone. What's up?
No, not like that. Really weird.
Oh,
like winning the Nike Grand Finale. The MVP. I want to see that again. Show it to, because you get to show it to the kids. My kids go, Daddy, did you used to play? So, short story.
Spending quality time with your children and telling them.
Richard all the time. The only way for him, because he's always like, I want to be better than Michael Jordan. I was like, you got to practice. So I showed him clips of Michael Jordan giving me 40 points, right? And I was showing him clips, and he was like, Daddy. Why didn't you not practice when you were younger? And I was like, what do you mean, buddy? He goes, well, if you practiced a lot, why was Michael Jordan better than you? And I was like, damn, you found a hole in that argument. I was like,
why is the child so smart?
Yeah, because he's not my child. He's somebody else's.
Danny Natahara. Oh my God. I'm butchering these. You have me all over the place now. He just asked, who wins in a game of horse between the three of you? No dunks or layups.
Oh, me for sure. Not even close. Allie, I've seen you shoot. You can't shoot anything past a free throw.
First of all, that is so wrong. That is not true.
I've never seen you shoot a three in my life.
You just said I've seen you shoot.
I have seen you shoot.
I would put up a good fight.
You shoot with two hands.
No, I don't.
Why is that making you laugh so much?
Okay. I don't know. Just I had a mental picture, which I know she doesn't, obviously. But it was just a mental picture of Allie like
you
this.
You do know that I played one basketball
player. I know, but it would be funny if, like, you have this film, and it's just all of a sudden you're, like, boop, shooting, like, the sideways joints.
Fox with Richard back in the day. Do you remember that?
Yeah, nope. You lost.
For one of our broadcasts. And I barely lost.
Yeah, look. You're
paid millions of dollars to play basketball.
Look, a lot of people barely lose things. At the end of the day, history is, you know, just numbers. So, yeah, she lost. Channing, if because there's no dunks, obviously Channing has a chance. Layups.
Oh, yeah.
Actually hurts Channing. Or that actually helps Channing also.
Yeah. Anything close to the rim revolving athleticism?
Yeah.
Negative no, Channing. I put
up a thing on my page. It was like tag somebody that if they had a wide open layup to save your life would smoke it. And it was like the amount of people that were just constantly tagging and I tagged at Channing Frye. And it was just like, by the end, it was like 5,000 comments. And I was like, dude, I got to just take this off my page. It was like the amount of people that were like, oh, this person is definitely smoking the layup. Channing's that person. And if I had a wide open layup in transition to save my life, if I were to toss it to Channing, that shit might bounce off the backboard so hard.
Oh, first of all, I don't run that fast. Secondly, I'm super tall, right? Thirdly, I'm not trying to get fancy on any layup or any dunk. I'm literally hitting you with a one-hand boy. Boom.
Okay, during preseason, what did you guys, training camp? During training camp, when you guys would have to run sprints and stuff, who would win between the two of you?
Oh, Richard, not even close.
Oh, really?
I just tried not to be last. So like any of our...
I'm looking at you like that because, like, no disrespect. No disrespect.
And full disrespect. I'm disrespected.
I know everybody has a scrapbook, but I spent my entire career out in front of the fast break. My first three steps are a motherfucking monster. Like,
you're so humble.
I took the ball out on purpose.
You legitimately asked me if a person that's wearing a snail on top of a turtle on top of a sloth saying we was faster than me. That's what a 7-footer wearing that shirt, you asked if they were me. That's not a moment to be humble. That's a moment to just like, let's set this shit right.
You just said my first three steps are monster.
Yes.
And my first three steps are just getting ready for the next three steps.
Channing would be on top of that snail saying we. That is Channing.
I'll tell you this. I'm faster than Kevin.
Both of you on top of Bron when everyone says that he carried you to your title.
Carry it up.
That's 100. Listen. Channing said it like, look. Dude, those get paid. Those guys get paid $30 million. We get paid $2 million. That's them. That's look. Go do. We got you here.
All we got that you money. Here. What?
It was please. Tristan, JR, Kyle, no, hey, Kevin, and Brock. That's a lot of money. That was a
load
lot
management
of money out there. That wasn't us. That's above my pay grade. They lucky we got.
You not? I'm not shooting no shots in that situation.
No.
Here, that's you shoot it. You shoot all of them.
Yeah, that's why T. Lou used to play him like 40 minutes. Like, listen, man, what you tired for? Listen, go out there and play.
You guys can't tell me that line doesn't get annoying to you though.
What?
No, I don't care.
Oh no! I'm perfectly comfortable in my house. I'm perfectly comfortable in my life.
Listen, because I'll go get my ring right now.
Yeah.
I look at it every day as I brush my teeth and say, "Damn, you a champion, dog."
Yeah,
I promise you, it's wait, right
you
next
have,
to me.
You have your championship ring in the bathroom.
Yep. Every time I brush my teeth, take a every shit or a piss, I just know every, I'm doing it
every
as a
time
champion.
The bathroom, he puts it on.
I'm sorry.
You better be washing your hands, yo nasty ass.
What? Oh, shut up. I should wash my hands a lot.
No, yeah, no, that line does not bother me because it's only comical to me, right? Because the one thing that you know and we all know, which makes it fun, one, you don't look for validation online, so you don't let people bother you. But the other thing is, like, Bron don't even believe that. So, like, Bron knows that Bron knows how hard it is and how it takes an entire team to get to a place and get it done. He is undoubtedly the leader, the stud, the star, and we wouldn't be there without him. But he also knows he can't do that shit by himself. He knows that.
Remember when Tristan put out something about his diet being bad, really bad?
Yeah. Remember? He got sensitive about that shit.
So Flexbot 5000 wants to know, what's Bron's diet really like? Trash or no?
Ooh. No, look. It's not. Look, this
Why
is
are you guys so caught off guard? Why are you?
Because he's one of those people that enjoys himself. Like, Channing will know this. He'll be at dinner and he'll have three glasses of wine. He'll eat a steak and he'll have like his cookies and ice cream bullshit afterwards. But then he's at the gym at 6 a.m. Right? Like, yeah. The rest of us are sleeping till like shoot arounds at 10, bus at 9:30. You get down there at 9:20, Bron's coming out of the weight room in full sweat. Right? So like, you know, this dude was doing like VersaClimber classes before training camp. So like, yes,
I ain't about that life.
Diet good is great, but when you working that hard, you get to burn off more. But is he like a vegetable, weigh his food? I need 8 ounces of protein at 9 a.m. and then 12 at... No, he's not doing all that. Is your cup empty?
Almost.
Oh. All right. So how many people can we get on this? Do we need more people?
Can you add more? Yeah, you can add more.
So we need to get somebody else's Skype info.
Just Antonio wants to know who your all-time Arizona basketball starting five would be.
Ooh.
Would the two of you be on each other's?
No.
No, Richard's not on mine.
No, Chang's not on mine.
Richard, I'm the best center in the history of Arizona.
Are you on your own?
Maybe fuck yeah, I'm on my own.
What'd you say?
Are you on
Rich,
your
I'm
own?
I'm the best center in the history of Arizona.
No, you're not.
Statistically, yes, I am.
Well, look, DeAndre Ayton, he's still got some time.
He only went there 1 year. Good try, buddy.
He still went to Arizona. What do you mean 1 year?
Like, he only went 1 year.
Anyways, there's Brian Williams, Bison Dele.
He was very good.
He's a bad boy. Look at Jenny's face. Shit. He's the, honestly, all kidding aside, he's the only person that I possibly would put over top of you.
Okay, I respect that answer. I respect that answer.
But the all-time starting five at Arizona is, at Arizona, I would say it's Sean Elliott, Mike Bibby, Steve Kerr. Those are my 1-2-3s, right? Because
you're a three.
Sean Elliott was far better than me. Sean Elliott was National Player of the Year. He launched Starburst.
You were on your own starting five, and you said, yeah.
No. He said, yeah. He said, yes, he would be on it. And then after that, I was
three.
Who's the best four man?
Dude, honestly, maybe Michael Wright.
Yeah, Michael Wright. I would say guys like Aaron Gordon were really good. Michael Wright.
Williams had a hell of a year.
Derek Williams.
Like the guy that came to Cleveland?
Yes.
Oh, was a stud in college.
Oh, super athletic. Oh, Allie, he, like, they, a guy, he passed it to a guy, Jamel Horn, swings it over to him, and he was National Player of the Year, by the way, Derek Williams, number two pick in the draft. He swings the ball over to Jamel Horn, misses a shot. No disrespect, Jamal. And I said Jamal Horn.
So they
missed that shot as time expires. That would have sent them to the Final Four. Who do they lose to? They lost to Kemba Walker and Jeremy Lamb. Those guys went on to win the national championship. So it was like they were
about Haseem Thabeet.
Haseem Thabeet. Was he on that team?
I think so.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're making that up. You're making that up. It's okay. It's okay. At this point in time, it's okay to say you're making it up.
You know, my memory fades me. The more I drink, the more my memory gets foggy.
Was that one drink that you had and you're already tipsy?
No.
Show us your lineup that you got over there.
Oh, see, I'm here.
My box is downstairs.
I'm just boxing.
My wife was like, stop hogging. So I just had to take some to go boys.
Wait. What'd you just say?
My wife said, stop hogging all the good flavors.
No, you said my box is downstairs and you said your wife. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah. No. No. I said, there's a box of those downstairs. It says, stop hogging all the good flavors.
Oh, first of all, tell her you're going to drink what you want to drink.
Yeah, but we can't go to a store like that. Anyways, all-time five, here we go. I'm going Mike Bibby, Steve Kerr, obviously Sean Elliott, and then at the four, I know I'm missing somebody.
Man, this is...
I'll mess around and put Andre Iguodala.
Why is that messing around? Versatile. You know he's going to roast you when this comes out. You do know that, right? Roast Andre. Like he's a three-time champion and a finals MVP.
What does that mean? He still might...
Mess around and put him in his starting five?
No. The problem with our school is 1 through 3 is like 90% of our Hall of Fame in basketball. Oh, yeah. Like the one position, the two, and the small forward, like that's what our school, like, that was what our school's known for. Mike Bibby, Jason Terry, Steve Kerr, Sean Elliott, Damon Stoudemire. Jared Bayless, a bunch of guys that made it that you might not remember the name. But then Andre Iguodala, Stanley Johnson, Aaron Gordon, Luke.
Rondae Hollis Jefferson.
Our school was like a very perimeter-oriented school. So it was like our 4 and 5s were shit. That's why Channing says he's the best center to come through and he's not that good.
I'll be the king of the shit, man.
What do you say?
What do you say, Ellie?
Luke's name. Luke's name.
What do you say?
Oh, I forgot about Luke. Damn.
Not here. No, well, Luke was the first time.
Luke
on Eric in your year, right? Your freshman year?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah.
Might put Luke at the four in college. For college, I might put Lukey Dookie at the four.
That was so funny when Luke told me that story. Luke goes, when they bring Channing in from Cleveland, he goes, Channing, what?
He told it.
Oh, he did? Never mind. I won't tell him. Sure. Do you remember that story, Channing?
Yeah, yeah. Because I realized what was about to happen. I was like, listen, I'm just going to be me. Oh, I can't be up in here. Hey, coach. I called him coach twice. I'm like, yeah, fuck this.
God, so proud. So proud. Luke will be so happy once players that he didn't play with are no longer in the league. Like Trevor Ariza is now. He's like, he's coaching Trevor.
Dude. No. Trevor is in Portland, big guy.
Wait. No, but I'm saying he was coaching Trevor.
He was coaching. Yeah.
Started off.
Wasn't even playing him. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. It's all business. Who cares?
It's all business.
They're better now. Dude, I hope they get I hope they have a play-in for the Western Conference 8 spot.
That's the only way to do it. I think a little tournament. Okay,
a tournament would be great.
I actually find this to be really nice that we just decided to do a road tripping podcast without really talking about what's going on, because I think that it's good for everyone to sometimes just escape
from
the reality.
Escapism.
With that said, I think this is something that you can't escape, is when things do come back to normalcy and when sports get back in action. For the two of you, of course, that now are on the media side, what do you think? What is your take on when that does happen, if it does happen, what goes on with the NBA season?
I'll say this. Move it in between the NFL and baseball. Switch it up, right? The schedule. It would suck, but listen,
Why?
For the league? Because we are, the NBA is such a growing, it is inconvenient. Yes, Richard, it is very inconvenient. But for as fast as the NBA is growing, for us to compete with the NFL and other sports doesn't make any sense money-wise.
It does, because players, this, my thing is, though, it's like we are a global sport, and this is disrespect to the NFL. The NFL is number one in America. But you don't have to, like, if you're going, if you're planning, if you're the second fastest growing sport in the world, you're the second most popular sport in the world behind soccer, right? More than cricket, more than rugby. It is the second most popular sport in the world. So, okay, like, you don't have to change everything you're doing to maximize America, right? Like, that's why you're.
Wouldn't it maximize everywhere else also? Wouldn't it not interfere with soccer season?
No, that's the middle of Premier League. That's the middle of the soccer season. It's okay.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
See, their summer.
I don't follow soccer.
Yeah, during the summer is when they have the World Cup and all that other stuff. But right now,
I wouldn't interfere with soccer, so I retract my statement.
Yeah, well, right now they would be in the middle of the Premier League.
Yeah, no. Cancel that noise.
Or middle of the
don't champ. Try to compete with that. But I would these, like the Eastern Conference, I would just say, okay, that's 1-8 already done. And then the Western Conference, I would have the bottom four. So it would be like San Antonio, Kings, Spurs, and Pelicans would play a little round-robin tournament. And the winner of that would – sorry. My ribs is almost done. The winner of that would play the Grizzlies in a 3-game tournament to be A spot.
The Grizzlies are to be in the A spot.
To be that final spot.
I think I like the whole best of three play in for the A spot. I do like that.
Yeah.
So it'd be a 1-game take all. So it'd be like, let's say you have the Blazers, who are I think 3 games out, would play the Spurs 1 game. And then you would have the Kings and the Pelicans play 1 game. And then the winner of those two teams would play each other. And the winner of that game would play
the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies, 1 game or 3 games. Almost like a wild card play-in game.
So you got okay, so that's for the 8th seed in the West. You guys were former players. So if you were in this situation right now, how much time do you guys think you would actually need to even get back into playing in that mindset?
I think 10 days. I think 10 days.
Days?
What? Yeah. Yeah, I really believe this. No, I'm saying if they were going to start, if they're going to say, hey, we're going to start, blah, blah, the players need 10 days. During the lockout, they gave us less than that.
No, the lockout sucked.
But, yeah, you're talking about the lockout that you're going in. You weren't going straight into playoffs.
No, but it doesn't matter. It's more of the game. I'm not saying going straight into postseason. I think everyone should play 5 games.
Okay.
Still tied at that point in time. Like 5, like almost like preseason just to tee it up. And then you start the postseason, right? Like I know people are like, oh, my team is like, dude, we're not going to play 20 games. You can't take 2 or 3 months or 4 months off and then just start up the postseason just to determine a champion. Like I understand that. Like the
you
number.
You can get in a good amount of games if you don't have the playoff teams play each other. So if you're out of the playoffs, I would have 1-8 play 9-, you know, whatever it is, 9-15, whatever. But I would not have the playoff teams play each other until the playoffs. So you would say, okay, you're going to play 8 games. You know what I'm saying? So like the Lakers would play Golden State. Then they would play whoever's underneath them and then all the way up until they play the Blazers.
Well, I think there's a lot of formulas to kind of try and do, but I think ultimately the bottom spot should be a play-in, and they've talked about doing that before. They've talked about doing a lot of things, and they're kind of looking at it. It's like now might be a way and a time to enact it. But no, I think there's a lot of different ways to kind of skin this cat. Sorry, PETA. But it's something that I think it'll be good. I think it'll change something, but I think guys need 10 days because you have a responsibility as a professional right now, if they're still paying you, to stay in shape. Like that's
just
part
some
of
fatty boys.
How would you guys do that? Because they just closed down the facilities today.
You got to run. You got to do all the things like you're allowed to run. And look, if this is a thing and you're a professional and your job is making money and that's how you're judged, because they're not going to care about anything when it comes to contract time, buy a treadmill, put it in your house. like do the little things that you can try and do to stay in shape. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but at the end of the day, there's going to be a team that wins a championship. And most likely the team that wins a championship has the most guys that are ready when we get started.
There is going to be some fatty boys.
Yes.
Do you really think so?
Yes. They're in quarantine.
Allie.
What?
Where are you going?
I still think. Oh, sorry. I was closing the door. I still think that, to your point, though, they're still professionals.
What do you mean?
So there's still a responsibility to not allow yourself to go.
Allie, do you think at the beginning of this season, right, the actual NBA season, everybody was in shape?
At the beginning, no.
Okay, so now teams that aren't going to make the playoffs or teams that have guys that have who are more I need to play to get in shape guys, there's nowhere for them to play. So guys who don't like running on a track or guys who don't like riding a bike for an hour and a half to an hour, those guys are going to be crap out of luck or shit out of luck. I forgot this is my show. Shit out of luck. That like, because they don't know how to get in shape other than to do basketball things. Right? A lot of guys are just like, I don't like running on a treadmill. It's boring. I don't like riding a bike. It's boring. I want to hoop.
Is that Ben Roethlisberger?
What the fuck is that?
Yes.
You better stop it.
Oh my gosh.
But if you're locked down in your house like we
look
are.
Look at him.
There's a lot of dude, why does he look like a hipster Santa Claus?
Oh, my God. He looks like Encino Man.
What?
He looks like Ron Burgundy when he lost his crew for a week.
When was the last time he did like an appearance?
A long time.
Yo.
Oh.
Yeah, wow.
That was some guys aren't going to be eating well. Like, if everyone gets shut down, does their chef live with them, right? Some of these guys got chefs. Like,
no, well, look, at the end of the day, and I stand by this, if the season's going to start, they believe that the season's going to start. So as a player, you have to do, and it's not fun, it's not easy, but it's just like anything. Typically, the team that wins a championship every year, you guys know this, the team that wins a championship every year is a team that is in the best shape, that executes the best, that stays the most focused, right? So even during this stretch, if you're the most focused, if you keep your body tight and in shape, when they start in 6 weeks, 2 months, 2.5 months, if your guys are, the majority of your guys are in shape, locked in for your championship run, and you need a little bit of luck, you have a better chance to win a championship. If Giannis comes back 20 pounds heavy because he was just sitting there, everyone would judge him. Everyone would be like, yo, what are you doing? You had a chance to win an MVP. You have to win a chance to win a championship. And you've been sitting around for you know, and you gained 15 pounds. You couldn't hire a trainer. You couldn't run on a treadmill. You didn't watch what you eat. So, like, that isn't just Giannis. That needs to go down from 1 through 12, 1 through 15, right? So, like, all of those guys will be judged. Not the same scrutiny as Giannis. That's not what I'm saying. But ultimately, every player, if you're going to win a championship, you need 10 guys, 15 guys pushing in the same direction, all locked in. So whoever shows back up in the best shape is going to be great. Because even during the lockout back in the day, teams are holding workouts. Guys were holding workouts to keep their guys ready to be locked in for the for whenever it started. So I think players got to do the same thing.
They just have to do them by themselves. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there ain't no friends in this game.
Don't be touching nobody.
All right. What's wrong with you?
Megan Allen wants to know if you're really allergic to hay.
Yes. Yeah. Idiot.
Super allergic. But it's gotten better over the years.
Huh?
You're building
it's
up an
better over the years. Yeah, I'm actually building
what,
up an immunity.
What about you wanted to buy a hay farm? Who's that? Kid?
No, it's one of my kids. What happened to your hands, Margo?
Let's see. Margo, she say come to my Uncle Rich.
Margo, put some clothes on real quick. She had a bath bomb. Oh, my Lord.
She had a bath bomb?
Yeah, she's, and her hands are like all red.
Oh my God, I love Bath Bomb.
Pink, actually, my bad. Why would I want a farm? Dude, I like not having neighbors anywhere close to me. I like having space, you know, and I just walk. There's an otter on my...
That element of it, but there's an element too where I love people. I think that's what...
Totally. Totally. But at the end of the day, like, I have the option to do whatever I want on 8 acres. That's a lot. And so for me, it's like, I don't need to rush it, right? I don't need to manicure it. I just go out there and I'm like, let's just go hit golf balls for an hour. And I can just hit golf balls from one end to the other and just go walk and go find them. I'm like, I'm teaching Hendricks to hit a bat.
What was it like? Go ride a trailer on land?
Yeah, go right. Yeah, dude, go ride a quad. Funny, Richard? No, he can't see you. He can't see you, Margo.
What are you laughing at?
Margo, it's Allie and stupid Richard.
Wow, that's nice.
Margo, hi, Margo.
Put your clothes on. She's over there. Yes, Uncle Richard with baby Richard.
Your allergies sound great, by the way.
I feel absolutely freaking perfect. I cannot wait to get to these ribs.
Blossoms like never before out there.
Dude, allergies are here, no joke, man.
What? Because I'm hoping him for a bountiful harvest.
Okay. I think Richard's trying to get my claws out of his box.
Richard's had too many.
Is there anything else you guys have left to say?
Nope.
Anything you want to say?
Nope.
Nope.
I've been playing around with views. Hey, if you guys like this, send us a message. We'll post it out. We'll get it. We'll keep it going. That's it. Channing, you're still doing stuff for the podcast. Your Blazers.
Yeah, I do a Blazers podcast, and then I have something pretty awesome coming in the works with Turner. So,
hey, are you going to come on and do my Sports Center takeover with me? Don't ask your company if you can do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I can't do that. Technically, I'm full time at TNC. Technically, they'd be pretty pissed.
I was kind of slightly annoyed, though, that when you put that up there, one, I liked Amin's comment.
Oh, yeah.
What he said?
Because I said takeover. I was trying to embed it into people's heads. That's the 2 p.m. takeover. I take over SportsCenter at 2 p.m. I did Kevin today. I'm getting Gordon Hayward tomorrow. I'm trying to get you.
They're just good.
You're an employee of Turner.
You know, I don't turn them up for another 15 minutes. All right, we got to get to these ribs. Fuck y'all.